The worst bit is doing the song.
No! That's so fun in the last one.
Well, I can't do so mean. It's so difficult to do. I started singing the introductions at the first one, then I continued it going through to two, three.
Four. Worded better,
so. On the 11th podcast of Christmas, the young'uns give to you Polish quintet Brassy learn Geordie. Greg Russell and Kieran Algar talk about biscuits. The Brassy play the birthday game. There's music and chat from the Hutt people and Mick and Susie Darling, as well as Brassy music.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you. That's Isabel, my girlfriend. I'm not recording this from home, so acoustic experts, this is another room to get used to now. This is Isabel's room. It's a nicer acoustic, though. A very nice acoustic, Isabel. That's what attracted me to Isabel. I heard good things about the acoustics of a bedroom. I think all the clips today are taken from our festival that we ran in April. In Hartlepool, had a lovely time. We had the Wilsons there. We had Mrs. Trevor's Deep Freeze Secrets. We had the Hutt people. We had Brassy, the Wilsons, Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. And we're going to hear from many of those on this week's podcast. But we're going to start with some music from the Hutt people. Greg Russell and Kieran Algar are back. We've obviously spoken to them about their dreams, but now we tackle matters biscuit.
As we're doing an interview, it seems fitting to ask, because we get asked some ridiculous questions. Have you ever been asked a...
I've been waiting for this.
A ridiculous... Have you been asked a particularly ridiculous question?
What are you going to call yourselves in 10 years?
I can't really think of any now, but you do get some odd ones, and some really strict, like you say, just why not? Why you ask that?
We
Well, recently, one of the reasons I'm asking, I'm getting to, is because we promised a journalist. He asked us what our favourite biscuit was, and I said that we would...
Custard cream
for you.
Custard cream.
Right. Any particular reason? I was hoping for more embellishment. I think we all were, weren't we? What is it about the... Because is it the contrast between the softness in the middle and the hardness in the other?
It's going to be your second ability to be flexible with it. Because you don't have to have it all at once. You can separate it fairly easily.
You separate it?
You've got three courses all in one.
I suppose that's a good point, yeah. And
sounds hard in store.
Exactly, yeah. Do you... Are you a dunker?
I don't drink tea, so no.
You don't drink tea?
No.
Well, there we are. We're learning things now. You see, you thought this was just a silly question, a trite question about biscuits, but we're learning some silly
things. It's like Piers Morgan's life stories now.
Right. You don't drink tea. That's very interesting. Greg, over to you now. What's your favourite biscuit, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know? Come on, you must know.
Digestive.
That's a kind of plain choice,
chocolate
isn't it?
Digestive or a plain one, Gregory?
Or, even better, a chocolate one with that thin layer of caramel.
Oh, yeah. Is it onion? Is it coming? Everybody here. Oh, there we are.
That's the biggest round.
We've galvanised everyone. Yeah,
gone down
yeah.
all afternoon.
So, and would you be dunking this particular biscuit?
I'm not adverse to a dunk.
Question.
Go on. Yeah. Is it about biscuits? Because we're not interested if it's not. This is the biscuit part of the...
Mick and Susie Darling are travelling people.
It sounds weird saying it like that. Travelling people. I think I should have said travelling people. That's the way I should have said that. This is. I'm not going to edit it, though. This is like a... I think they could do this in training, maybe, for broadcasters. How not to say it, how to say it, different inflections, intonations. Feel free, university lecturers, to use me on your media courses. There's a lot, I'm sure, that I could teach you. Even if it is just listening to my mistakes and learning from them. Rule number one, never try and sing your introductions, because you suddenly realise after podcast 3 that it's not a good idea and you've got 9 more to go. That's a good rule to remember, I think. But Mick and Susie Darling are travelling people, and they're going to introduce themselves. They're going to talk a little bit about their life and why they started playing music and singing songs and telling anecdotes and stories about their way of life. And they were brilliant guests at our Hartlepool Festival, and we had a great conversation and a great chat with them. And you can listen back to all of those podcasts, of course. But we're just going to hear a little bit of a clip now from Mick and Susie Darling, starting with Susie talking about, as I say, why they do what they do, who they are, and then we're going to hear a song from Mick and Susie Darling.
Hello, everybody. We're Mick and Susie Darling, those of you who don't know us. And I'm not ashamed of it, in fact, I'm proud of it. We're travelling people, and we've spent all our lives on the road. We've brought up 6 children on the road. And we haven't taken a lot out of the Earth's resources because we haven't had electricity, running water or anything like that. And neither have we ever had any dole or any help from government. And as lives have been a battle, and I don't want anybody to feel sorry for us because we've done a lot what a lot of other people couldn't have done. But we've had to fight through lives, our lives for what we think is right. Just as being a human, and that is to have somewhere to stay, to put your head down, and we haven't asked for it for a long time. And we went through great battles. We had five hearings in High Court in London, won 4 judicial reviews, and then lost the last one. And we had to run for his lives. And we seem to spend years fighting authority, but we're not into fighting, we're peaceful people. And at this point, we both thought that it was about time that we tried to get our life and our struggles and our joys over in a different way. Neither of us are what you can call musicians. We can't read a note. And for years, Mick used to say to me, give us a G. And it was only after about 4 years I found out I was giving him a D. But anyway.
Because she was playing a melodeon and I was in tune to the melodeon, but it was a bit tough on anybody else around that wanted to join in.
We've just gone on and we've progressed and we've tried to put our life story into music so it comes across in a peaceful, happy way, which is the way that we've led most of our life, except for a few wake-ups. And just hope it comes over to all your good people. Thank you.
No,
and the hares, we travelled to the fairs, had barberries and we met the ill thing. We made baskets, pegs and flowers, lived the life that was ours, round the fireside at night our songs we'd sing. If I could live my life again, you know I'd want to be the same. Travel on the road my whole life through, for I have no regrets, never had any debts. Learned a lot that I can tell to you. La 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 la. It was early one spring morn when a table was born. It brought joy when he won that game. Tell to you and you and you and you. La 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 la.
Mick and Susie Darling. Now we turn our focus to Brassy, a Polish vocal quintet. Now we're going to play the birthday game with Brassy. Can you guess the age of the celebrity? I think it's a little bit unfair on Brassy because they'd not heard of many of the people that we were talking about, the UK celebrities. But did they manage to overcome that obstacle and win or not? Let us find out as we play the birthday game with Brassy.
I'm going to read famous people, and you have to guess how old they are today.
If you get it within 10 years, then you get 1 point. But if you get it the exact... age exactly right, 2 points.
Okay.
Shall we start with a little jingle? Birthday game. And a little harmony. A bit of harmony. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dum, 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 dum.
Very good. Okay. What's the age of the celebrity? It is time to reveal to thee. What is the celebrity's age? Sean Cooney, read the birthday page. The birthday game. The birthday game. The birthday game. The birthday game.
The birthday game.
The birthday game. Okay. Excellent. Okay.
First birthday. Sue Barker.
Sue Barker. TV presenter and former
tennis player.
Sabaka.
Retired tennis player.
Okay.
BBC TV presenter.
Brassy, go first.
So, ile dajemy mu?
47.
47. Yeah. Ooh, 50.
58.
Oh, so I get 1 point to me. 1 point to England.
Yeah,
okay.
Am I England or am I Great Britain? That's the question. Yeah, it's quite contentious.
Right, OK. Oh. Tennis player, Maria Sharapova.
Oh. Maria Sharapova.
Have a think.
OK, I'll say 29.
Yeah, it's just me. What's up? What is Sharapova?
28.
You villains. 28 or 27?
28.
27.
Oh, it doesn't matter because you still get 1 point. It's now 1-1.
Professor Ken Brown.
Ah.
Mathematician.
Yes. 59.
63.
63. Ah, done. 3-1. 3-1. Okay. First to five.
Shay Given. Footballer. Goalkeeper. Yes. Republic of Ireland. Goalkeeper.
Okay, you go first.
48.
44.
38.
David Eagle. 3-2. Okay.
Nicholas Lyndhurst, actor, yes. Famous British actor. He was in Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
He's got like a horse.
61.
So, yeah. So
61. What do you say?
Old. 65.
Oh. 53.
Oh, David Eagle, 3-3. Very tense. Very tense now. We're nearing the end. Fortunately, this
right,
at least there's a good jingle. Right,
Sebastian Falk's author.
Author. Right, writer of Birdsong.
Birdsong. Beautiful book about the First World War.
Yeah.
Sebastian Falk.
So he should be older.
And should be. Come on.
Yeah.
57.
57, I'm going to say 71.
61.
Oh, great. Oh, so,
okay, this is getting tense now. You only need one more point. You have won. I need 2 points to win now.
Okay.
Mr. Cooney. Tension music. We're going to create some tension music.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Bomb.
You had them. That's the tension music there. Right, Mr. Cooney.
Okay, okay. Eric Pickles.
Eric Pickles.
MP, Conservative MP, Member of Parliament.
Eric Pickles. Conservative MP.
He's an English
politician.
Government.
Politician.
Yeah. 72.
You say, I say 73.
62.
Damn! The Polish win! The Polish win! The national anthem plays! The Polish national anthem plays!
Jeszcze Polska nie zginęła, póki my żyjemy. To nam obca przemoc dzieła, szablon odbierzemy.
Right.
Marsz, marsz.
I'm going to do some. I'm going to tickle them as they do it.
Shut up, David!
Lack of patriotism.
Na twoje.
There we are. You blink disgrace on your country.
One final clip for you. We taught Brassy Geordie. We attempted to teach Brassy Geordie. And it's absolutely hilarious to hear five Polish men trying to get their minds around the idea of Geordie, because not only do you have to kind of get the words, but also it's the accent as well. It's the accent, it's the way that they say it that's really important. And they did exceptionally well. It was absolutely brilliant. So here we are. This is Brassy learning Geordie. We're going to play this, and then we're going to see you out with Tu Dien as sang by Brassy. Thank you very much. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. We'll be back for the final podcast, the 12th podcast of Christmas, and I'm going to work extra hard on the singing introductions. I'm going to work extra hard on doing that. Isabel, my girlfriend, is here. What about providing some harmony, maybe, for the introductions? Now, that's a yes.
Yeah.
Where I come from. There we are. I've just suddenly realised how wrong of me, how remiss of me not to have wished you a Happy New Year. Happy New Year! And many people, it's a good job I said that, because many people would not be having happy years now. They would refuse to have a happy year. They would psychologically deny themselves having a Happy New Year because they'd feel locked up inside that I hadn't given them permission to do that. So feel free to go ahead and have a Happy New Year. You don't have to wait for me. Thank you very much for listening. See you tomorrow for the final podcast of Christmas. Goodbye.
You're not like the cunt.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
The Geordies call those, well, Geordies is what they call us. Well, they call people pets. All right, pets. Just like saying hello, pet. You're all right. You're all right, pet. You're all right, pet.
Oh, yes, you've got to. And then, when people answer, you go, why, amen?
You're right, pet. Pet? Yeah.
There you are.
One person, yeah.
Yeah, because that's really good.
You've learned to speak
Geordie.
Geordie.
Yeah.
Why am I?
We have been also learning to speak Geordie.
Yeah, you read that?
Why are you waiting?